The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Well, that's right, but we're not so much looking for trouble today. Because as you may recall, although we had last week off due to the Morningstar Investor Conference, we are looking with David Trainer, not right now for dangerous stocks, but for attractive ones. Because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. So the premise behind the danger zone has always been, let's go find something that is dangerous, point out why you would want to avoid it, etc. But right now, for a few more weeks at least, we're going the other way. And we are looking for things that are attractive.
You are so good looking.
Right. So New Constructs evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. Typically, something that is dangerous, well, when you look at it from the top down, you see things that look pretty good. But when you look at it from the bottom up, which is how New Constructs looks at everything, you come to a different conclusion.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
That's exactly the conclusion you come to. Now, the things that are attractive, frequently those are the things that when you look at them from the top down, you're getting warning signs.
Danger, danger.
But when you look at them from the footnotes level and you work your way up, you come to a different conclusion.
Hello, sexy.
If you want to learn more about how it works, you're going to go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks. So you can get information there as well, or more information on the stock we're talking about. And they're on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer is president of the firm. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who is in the attractive zone this week?
Amgen.
Yeah, it's Amgen, ticker symbol AMGN.
You are so good looking.
And why is it so good looking right now?
It's you know, you get biotech kind of upside without biotech risk. We think this is a company that has an exceptional record creating shareholder value in terms of growing profits, making intelligent capital allocation decisions, higher returns on invested capital and margins than peers, but trading at a valuation that implies a permanent profit decline.
How big a profit decline is it implying? And how does that translate to potential upside?
So the permanent profit decline baked into the current stock price is 10%. So if it were to just trade as if it were going to never grow profits or keep profits flat, we're talking $177 a share as opposed to the current $164, or about 8% upside.
And what's going to wind up being a catalyst so that the market finally recognizes the value that you say is there that it says isn't there?
Yeah, we think that we've got an earnings beat here in the not-too-distant future. Bears tend to be really focused on Enbrel and the decline that they're seeing, or the deceleration they're seeing in the sale of that being one of Enbrel, one of Amgen's biggest drugs. We think the market is extrapolating one quarter's results too far into the future and overlooking the potential for Amgen's newer drugs and pipeline. And given the company's track record of the last 15 years, we're expecting that, anyway, we feel like the market is undervaluing that and that we're going to see an earnings beat here in the not-too-distant future.
So it's an earnings beat that will wind up being the trigger on this. And from the perspective of when we see that, obviously you don't give target prices, and you made a case for why we could see an 8% increase here. But normally when you're looking at something that's attractive, you're looking at possible gains that are much bigger than that. So how understated are we if we're just looking at, you know, what's a best case scenario here?
Right. You know, and just trading as if profits will never grow, and, you know, that being an 8% gain, that certainly does not jive with what I said on the outset here, that we're looking at biotech type upside with pharma risk, our big pharma risk, right, or lower risk. So, you know, we think that conservatively, if they're just going to grow profits at about 3% for a decade, you're looking at 30% upside or $211, right? By comparison, they've grown profits 5% compounded annually at a minimum over the last decade, and we're saying that they even drops down to 3%. But one of the things we like a lot about these guys, and typically you hear me really beat people up on the dangerous side, especially when it comes to M&A, acquisitions. And generally, we are very skeptical, but these guys have done a great job of that. These guys have shown that they are intelligent capital allocators, and returns on invested capital have risen significantly, you know, over the last 15 years. Their acquisitions have resulted almost immediately in good returns on capital, which you rarely see. So it's a good story. It's trading as if the profits and returns on invested capital are going to permanently decline, and that just goes against everything this company's done. So risk-reward, we think, is great.
It's Amgen, A-M-G-N, and it is in the attractive zone. And that's kind of like, that's the construction zone where you walk by and they give you the wolf whistle there. However you want to put it, it is a stock that you should be looking at now because it's not going to, you know, make your eyes burn. It looks pretty good. David, thanks as always for joining us. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it.
Remember, folks, if you want to learn more about anything we talk about here in the Danger Zone, well, go check out the blog at newconstructs.com. For a link, follow them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs. When they blog about it, they will also let you know how to follow that link. All right, up next, it's market call time. Mike Mattioli from the Core Value Team at John Hancock will be here when we return right after this message.